Happy Halloween. This is Meatball Fulton. I want to introduce you to a different type of sound. It's recorded with a special microphone that records in 3D sound. It's made specifically for headphones, and it was developed in Germany. It's called Kunstkopf. It's binaural sound. It's actually a head with perfectly shaped ears, and inside the head are the microphones at the base of the inner ear chambers. And everything you're about to hear was recorded on location, most of it in an old abandoned house in upstate New York. And you know how creepy upstate New York can be. So put on your headphones and get ready for a Halloween special. It's from a series called The Cabinet of Dr. Fritz.
Welcome to the Cabinet of Dr. Fritz. Here you will find stories that are surreal, bizarre, mystical, humorous, and horrific. It is important that you listen with headphones. This is a Kunstkopf binaural sound experience. Sound that surrounds you, above, below, all around you. Please put on your headphones. You should now be hearing me in your left ear. If not, reverse your headphones. You should now be hearing me in your right ear. Good. Now, the cabinet of Dr. Fritz is you.
Styx by Carl Eduard Wagner.
Colin? Look at this.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. Looks like some kind of weird crucifix made out of sticks.
Hello?
How'd you like to go fishing this weekend?
Fishing for what?
Trout.
Where?
Above Lake George.
You really expect to catch something?
You bet.
Colin! Here's another one. This one's made out of boards and a few sticks.
This one's not a crucifix. I don't know what it is.
Are they signs or something?
It's a very strange way to say no trespassing.
You think it's a child's game?
A slightly bent child.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just gonna jot down a sketch of this. And it's really a very intricate design. The angles and the lengths of these sticks are well calculated.
Have you ever seen anything like these?
No. And they really disturb me. I don't know why.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, probably. You know, they're really bizarre, these little stick lattices.
There's another one up here. Nailed to a tree. It's different.
You know, it's not a random assembly, but a meticulous, intricate construction that's somehow very sinister.
Carol!
Look at this.
Looks like it's been abandoned a long time. So old, the roof is starting to cave in.
Look what's around it.
Good God. All those stick things. They're everywhere.
Mm.
On the bushes, trees, side of the house, touching each other.
And those apple trees are really sickly. Look, the fruit's all deformed. Even the flowers are ugly. And look at the foundation. It's enormous. It's too big for this house. Like some other kind of building stood here originally. That's strange, isn't it? Could support a castle. The door's fallen off its hinges.
Hey, be careful. The floor could be dangerous.
Seems solid.
Just watch yourself, okay? Anything in there?
Some leaves. Mold. Colin!
Yeah?
Come in here!
What?
Come in here. Look at the walls.
Holy cow!
Drawn all over the wallpaper, even where it's rotted off the plaster. It covers the entire room. This room, too.
I think these are the schematics for the lattices outside.
You mean it's a planning room?
Oh, boy. See now these here? These are pretty fresh. Done in, I don't know, the last couple of months, maybe.
Well, the last couple of days.
Hello? Hello? Where are you going?
Upstairs.
Be careful.
I don't think there's anyone here.
I mean the steps.
Yeah.
Boy, these things are really weird. Any more up there?
No. Just peeling wallpaper and wet plaster.
Just watch yourself.
Yeah.
Floor could be rotted up there.
Ugh.
What?
Blah.
What?
Ooh.
Carol. Carol.
Moldy, heaps of mold. Yeah. I don't know. Are you gonna spend the whole day sketching those things? Colin.
Damn stairs! Jesus. Was some derelict. I grabbed my wrist and couldn't get loose. Mm. I thought I crushed his skull, but you heard him coming up the steps behind me.
No.
You didn't?
Oh, it probably was some crazy hermit. What's this for?
Oh, it's a cover that I finished. It's for an anthology of horror stories.
I bet you got some good ideas today.
Can you spend the night?
I have to be in New York in the morning. I wish I could.
Next week?
No. I can't.
The following?
I don't know.
September, October. Maybe we should just book a lunch date for sometime next spring.
October.
This is George Brandon. I had lunch with Carol last week, and that's why I'm calling you. I want you to illustrate a deluxe 3-volume collection of short stories by H. Kenneth Allard. I didn't know she was his niece. She's handling the state. Anyway, I'll need full-color jackets and a dozen line interiors each. I want something especially horrific, so let me know, okay? I want to get right on this. Call me. Bye.
Hi, Colin. It's Carol. I'm free on the 25th. I'd like to come up, spend the weekend together. I'm sorry it's been so long. I miss you. Give me a call. I want to make love to you.
Hey, this one is really frightening. It's from the translation of the Book of Elders. It's called The Dwellers in the Earth. It's where he describes a megalithic structure, a crypt, beneath an ancient churchyard, references to elder glyphics that kind of resemble the stick designs we saw.
Really?
Yeah, look. Here. These incantations he records here from Alori Juroko's forbidden tome. Yogra Zurt Harak. I can't pronounce them. Pages of them.
Let me see that. Good grief.
Well, I told George about those sticks, and he was really intrigued. That's when he agreed you should do the illustration, so. Here you go. I missed you. Have you been sleeping?
Alone?
No. I mean, you look tired.
God. Oh.
Tell me.
I never told you the truth about what happened down there in that cellar. I heard this sound. And there was a shaft of light, and there was this table, and there was this thing. You could see the thing through the light. The table had this groove along the side of it, and it just reached out and grabbed me and held on to me, and I was almost frozen, and then I grabbed this rock and I hit it. It went right through the skull, like the skull was rotted through or something. But the eyes, they just kept on looking at me. They didn't even blink. Slowly, it released its grasp on me, and then I tore up the steps, trying to find you, and I heard it coming up the steps behind me. It was still alive.
And since then, you've been having these nightmares.
It's not a nightmare. I'm telling you what happened down there.
Okay.
Damn it, Colin, don't you ever answer your phone? All right. This is George. The preliminary sketches are terrific, but what is it with these insane sticks you got poking everywhere? Carol told me a little bit about them. They're great. Why I'm calling you is this. Weird Tales magazine will give the book a plug. They're going to print part of The Dwellers in the Earth, and I want a couple of completed illustrations. Call me as soon as possible. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Carol. I'm having lunch with George. He's dug up some details about that old farmhouse. Not the farmhouse, but that strange foundation it's sitting on. I'm seeing him on Wednesday. He says your sketches are really crazy. If you can give him the shivers, call me when you can.
Floating in space. Stars. Objects drifting past. The sticks floating among the stars. Forming patterns like some unearthly alien alphabet. Crawling on my belly in a tunnel lined with stone, dank, moss, slime. Subterranean chamber, stone, table, figures clustered around the table, someone held down, struggling, a bronze knife raised above, and someone's hand. Can't.
Well, these are the completed illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using them in the next issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't like them?
No, they're great. Very, very effective, disturbing. What did you find out about that foundation?
It's possible that it's connected to some megalithic culture that originated in Europe and then migrated to North America.
What? When?
Yeah, right. Well, way the hell back. In the Bronze Age sometime. Similar configurations can be found in places like Lion Gate, Mycenaean, Stonehenge, Passage Graves, Barrow Mound throughout Europe. Seems to have been a cult who worshipped a sort of Earth Mother, sort of with fertility rituals and sacrifices, believed in the immortality of the soul, that it could be attained through interment in megalithic tombs. There are hundreds of these megalithic remnants found in the Northeast.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mystery Hill in New Hampshire is one of the most famous. But there are a lot of others. And that farmhouse of yours might be one of them.
Oh, my God.
What about this sacrificial table? Did you see it?
No. I don't even know if it was there. Why? Why? What does it mean?
Well, they sacrificed animals and sometimes humans.
Oh, no.
There's a groove along the edge. It's a channeled blood into a bowl.
Oh, God.
Imagine that.
What about the sticks?
Oh, a stick. I'm glad you asked me about that. You know what they indicate?
What?
They seem to indicate that some unknown cult still survives.
Oh, no.
And it creeps running around in the hills. You know, these places had a certain fascination for colonial sorcerers and alchemists.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after the witch hunts.
Mm-hmm.
I think your uncle knew something about it.
Hmm.
Well, you think you could find that place?
God. I don't know.
Hi, Colin. I never talked to you. This is George Brandon. I'm calling to tell you that we've had terrific feedback on your Weird Tales illustration. One fellow in particular, Major Leonard, he pressed me for details about your sticks. I'm afraid I told him too much. He's written and phoned several times for your address. He wants to see your original sketches. These overbearing occult types give me a pain in the coven, frankly. Call me. Bye.
What time is it?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
What are you doing to yourself?
What are you talking about?
You've been practicing on your walls?
I don't know.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Hey, I want to find that old farmhouse again.
No.
Why not?
I don't even want to see that place.
Yeah, but what if it really is one of those,
you know? How did Howard die? How did Allard die?
Uncle Allard? He died with... I don't know. They said it was a robbery. It was awful, I guess. Some absurd, stupid murder. It was a long time ago.
Afternoon. I need some coffee. And a Sunday paper.
Good morning. You left your answering machine on, so here I am, calling from Glens Falls. I rented a car. I'm going out to find that old house. I really think that farmhouse is one of the sights. It's a nice day, in case you haven't been outside, so don't worry, I'll see you tonight.
Great. Great. Reagan's, I got a few jobs ahead. IMF. Publisher murdered. Publisher George Brandon was murdered in his office late. Oh my God. Found dead in his office Friday morning
Evidently, thieves were surprised late Thursday night while ransacking his office. Police believe this. Brutality of their crime.
Oh, Jesus.
The cult. It's still alive.
Calling from Glens Falls. I rented a car. I'm going out to find that old house.
She's gone there. God, where the hell is it? I can't find the damn place. Jesus. Oh, it's gonna get dark soon. That's it. Carol?
Styx was based on a story by Carl Edward Wagner, adapted for radio by M. Fulton. Styx was directed by Bill Raymond. Music was composed and performed by Tim Clark. Location recording engineer was Bob Bilecki. Carol was played by Laura Esterman. Colin by Stephen Keats. George and the Ghoul by Bill Raymond. Associate producer for The Cabinet of Dr. Fritz is Phoenix. Executive producer is Tom Lopez. This program was produced with funds provided by the New York State Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund. The program was produced by ZBS Foundation, which is solely responsible for its content.
This is a ZBS production.
There's more 3D binaural productions at zbs.org.